Track 10. Trial Level Mine.
If this is 99% pure silica, why didn't they use this stone simply shaped as refractory lining for furnaces? Why did they have to then crush it down and then remould it into bricks?
It would have been like building a cathedral, chipping marble. I mean, the process would have been extremely tedious.
So that's what you're saying then? It was more economic to do it the way they did it rather than doing it in that way?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of fractures in the rock, so it may be that shaping it, you'd always end up with it cracking across a fracture and getting irregularly shaped bits. And I don't know how critical the right shape when you're lining a furnace with these bricks is.
Well, how critical it was back at that time, I would imagine the important thing then was refractory properties, resistance to melting. I don't suppose they were built on particularly fine scales.
You know, it was hard work either way, so they obviously made a decision based on evidence and based on trial and error, I guess. And because there are precious few records, recording what was going on, today we can only make guesses at quite a lot of it.
Which reminds me, did you find the other two bridge crossings? Well done if you did. But if not, then on your return to Pont Ned Vechan, keep an eye out for where the river narrows just after the old sandworks and before you reach the leat of the cornmill. You should also see the level surface trackway on the opposite bank. You may want to delay your return and head up the river Ned Vechan to take in three more waterfalls. It is a great place to listen to the Wildlife and Waterfalls podcast and learn more about the biodiversity of the area. Remember that the paths can be a bit slippy and uneven beyond this point. But in any case, we do hope you have enjoyed this Audio Trails production and wish you a safe journey home. Goodbye.
Return back over the two bridges you crossed earlier and retrace your route back to Pont Neath Vechan.